Francis, you were talking to me about this kind of thing long ago when there was probably zero prospect of a Conservative government. Now it's a big chance. What makes you think we can bring it off?
Well, it's going to be difficult to do because we've got four pilots here, four examples. We're hoping for loads more to come up from the ground up. I mean, this is a very novel way to proceed. Normally, governments start with a theory and then to draw the practical example from that. You always have in mind the French diplomat who, when faced with a proposal from a minister, said, "Well, minister, it might work in practice, but it certainly won't work in theory." We're taking it the other way around. We're going to draw the theory from the practice. So I think what's interesting here is loads of different kinds of ideas, some commonality between them, some recurring, about local energy, for example, which is great. There is a huge amount of pent-up frustration out there. I was very struck when a few weeks ago we launched our spending challenge, asking all workers in the public sector to provide ideas for how we can cut public spending in ways that don't damage frontline services and protect jobs to the maximum extent possible. And the cynics, and there are some around, I'm sorry to say, cynics thought this was a bit of a sort of gimmicky exercise. In fact, the public sector workers took it really seriously. We had more than 60,000, and still rising, suggestions being made, and actually most of them really sensible, most of them capable of being actioned, and we now have a big challenge to put them into effect. But what it told me was that there is out there, in people who are actually delivering public services, a massive frustration, often with exactly the bureaucracy that you rightly described often as being bonkers. And if we can release that energy and those ideas in exactly this kind of way, then something very special will be happening. One thing I'd like people to be thinking about in these four areas, but others as well, one of our ideas is to promote the establishment of mutuals and cooperatives among public sector workers, people who think they can do better what they're currently doing and find a better way of doing it. So to form themselves into a mutual cooperative and bid to carry out public service work. And anyone who's got ideas, we're looking for some examples in the same kind of way that these four areas have produced community ideas. We're looking for ideas for public sector mutuals. So ideas on a postcard, please.